This is the East Texas Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting from KUHF in Houston, Texas today. And, you know, once upon a time, the big Texas money in politics all went to Democrats. The Lyndon Johnson years created the modern Texas political money machine. But Johnson ultimately lost Texas to the Democrats, and it has been a solid red state basically ever since. But for the first time, big Democratic donors now are starting to pour money into Texas in anticipation of it becoming a battleground state as early as the 2016 presidential election. If Texas looks like it's shifting, what would that mean? One such donor is Steve Mostyn. He's a trial lawyer in Texas and in 2012 was one of Barack Obama's biggest financial supporters. He's starting to see the Democratic backers from across the country getting interested in Texas. Joining us now from the studios of KUT Austin. Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me just come at you real hard here. You are throwing money away. Nothing's ever going to change in Texas.
Yeah. Texas is one of only four states that's a majority-minority, and we're the only majority of our population is minority, and we are the only state that is a majority-minority that is Republican. And so we see the demographics changing, and we see great possibilities here.
Is Texas a kind of canary in the coal mine situation for the Democrats? If you could turn Texas, you can turn the rest of the country?
If you turn Texas, you change the whole political map of the country. Texas becomes a battleground state, and because of the population and the growth and the delegates, it will change the entire political map.
Let me get a little sense of you. Are you a candidate player here? In other words, do you have an emotional connection to Barack Obama, or is this more a demographic, traditional party play?
This is, excuse me, this is the fact that I live in a state that has 30% of its population has no health insurance, and we refuse to accept Medicaid. This is the fact that I live in a state that we're the number one in 25-year-olds without a high school diploma. We are in the bottom of funding our schools. We are broke as a state, and I got a guy named Rick Perry who runs around and says it's a miracle. And so some of us who are progressive, who've done work nationally, have now begun to speak to the donors in Texas and explain the situation here and the possibilities, and we're ready to see a change here, and I think it would be good for the country.
So, Steve Mostyn, is this the kind of ask that, you know, might have been familiar to a Lyndon Johnson who went to big donors and funneled money to candidates not only in Texas but all around the United States, or is this more of a grassroots thing?
Well, what we're hoping to do is to have a grassroots program, but that's going to take money to fund. Jeremy Byrd, who ran Barack Obama's ground game, has come to Texas and started a group called Battleground Texas. He's seen great support from that. But it's going to take both. It's going to take grassroots, and it's going to take something we haven't had in a long time, and that's significant funding. We've seen significant funding from Texas. We've seen it for the last 20 years leave Texas. And for the first time now, I'm actually seeing money come back in. And that's kind of what I'm spending my time doing, is traveling the country and meeting with other folks who are progressive and discussing the possibilities that are here.
Can you move the needle in the 2014 election in the congressional delegation in Texas?
It depends on what happens on the redistricting maps. But if the redistricting maps get redrawn, which they should, by either the San Antonio federal court or the D.C. federal court, then we should be able to pick up some congressional seats. And we will see in our local Texas House races and Texas Senate, we will begin to see the effects in 2014 because we are going to pour money, we're going to gather and distribute money to those local races.
Listen,
it starts
to you.
In the ground. Yeah.
Some
people like the
Johnson.
Word poor.
Well, it works. It definitely works, and it's worked in the past. Steve Mostyn, good luck to you without taking a position one way or another. Thanks so much for talking to us.
All right. Thank you.
Steve Mostyn is in a long tradition of trial lawyers who advocate for the Democrats in Texas. In 2012, he was one of Barack Obama's biggest financial supporters. He's starting to work with Democratic backers to try to move the needle for the Democrats in Texas in the 2016 presidential election. Thanks, Steve.